Don't take the bait. I say that to myself whenever I catch myself thinking a negative thought. And what I mean by that is thinking a negative thought maybe about a family member that said something to me in the past that offended me. It could be a friend of mine that we had an argument and she said something that I really didn't like that hurt my feelings. It could be a coworker, a spouse, and that happens a lot. our spouse might have said something to us, or we had an argument and just really, just upset us. Or sometimes you're like, you find yourself, you know, in a disagreement with your spouse and you're going back and forth and you're getting really angry. And then sometimes you just have to stop and say to yourself, don't take the bait. Like, what's going on here? You don't want to get in that situation where you're anxious. What I mean by that is uneasy, not at peace, constantly worrying about something or a concern. And you don't want to go there. You just want to, when you say to yourself, don't take the bait, you're not letting the enemy in. You're not letting the enemy tempt you. The enemy will come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he will create divisiveness in relationships. He just wants, that's his job. That's it. So when you find yourself even reminiscing, like let's just say you're thinking about all these thoughts, like, oh, I can't believe that person did that to me. And you're just like, it's constantly, it's almost like a battlefield, right? A battlefield of the mind. It reminds me of the book Joyce Meyer wrote, The Battlefield of the Mind. And if you have not read it, please do. It's a wonderful book. It talks about our thought process and the way we think about things and how we can just open the door to, you know, keeps you really uneasy. So when I say to myself, don't take the bait, this is a process. This didn't come overnight, but I would always catch myself like maybe about 30 minutes later and I'd be still thinking about the same thing. I'm like, why am I doing this? This is ridiculous. If I do have a problem with somebody or I'm upset about something that somebody said, go to that person and talk to them about it and let them know. But don't give them the satisfaction where you're wasting all your time and energy thinking about that person, upset about that person. If you're upset about something they said, then go to them and just talk to them about it. That's what the Bible says. Go to your brother and sister if you have something against them. So I just wanted to share that with you. But those words really help because it really changes the perspective. Like, it gets you out of that mind circling of the mind where you're constantly thinking about the same thing over and over and over again. And it gets you out of it when you're like, don't take the bait. Meaning like, you know what? I'm not going to let the enemy win. I'm not going to let the enemy steal my joy. And I'm not going to keep thinking about this thing. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to seek the truth. Because that's what the Lord always says. And if I do have a problem or if I'm upset about what somebody said to me, I'm going to go to that person and just share with them and let them know that. I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I would feel better letting them know how I felt and what they said. Now, sometimes you could say, well, that can't happen to everything. Like, say your boss says something to you. You can't really go to your boss. Maybe, maybe not. But you know what? You could at least say to yourself, don't take the bait. I'm not going to go there. And then ask God for clarity. Ask God to give you the truth about something that you're thinking about. Okay, that's all I wanted to share with you.